Hello and welcome to Loving Yourself Completely. My name is Sarah. I will be your host. I'm just going to dive right in. I am 29 years old. I have been with the love of my life for going on 9 years, and we have an almost 7-year-old son together. I wanted to start this podcast because this year has been a whirlwind for me. Absolutely insane. Never in my life did I imagine any of my years becoming like this. And with the world collapsing around us, it's kind of hard not to get drugged down with it. I myself has always struggled with anxiety, OCD thoughts, depression, you name it. Mental health wise, I feel like I have not only some of them overcome them, but still struggle with them daily. I found that becoming what I surround myself with is a huge, huge thing for me. For so long, I thought I needed to surround myself with people to make myself feel good, and not the right kind of people always, you know, partying and drinking, and people that you kind of had to make them feel good for you to feel good. And that should never be the case. When I quit drinking during one of my biggest downfalls with my mental health, I started to look inwards and I went, where did this start? Why is it starting again? You can only bury it for so long. So what did I do? I got back into therapy. I went from being a stay-at-home mom for 5 years to getting back into the work field and searching for myself, searching for what I felt like I'd lost, what was missing. So I did. I started working again and seeing my therapist regularly. And she just kept telling me over and over again, who are you? Every session, who are you? And I just kept going, you know, I'm a mom. I'm a spouse. I feel like a maid some days, you know? Who are you? And I honestly didn't know. I actually felt like a failure answering that question. You know, when you meet somebody and they're like, what do you do for fun? And you just go blank, like you never done anything fun in your whole life. That's how I felt. So I got very much into self-improvements. I started doing meditating, I started doing crafts, I started painting, I redid my whole house, I picked up some shifts at work, I started getting deep into makeup because that was my work field. It is still my work field, just not as much anymore. I got very into that. I got into fitness, boxing. I literally would exhaust myself every single day trying to stay busy, so that my mental health would hopefully improve. And it did for a little bit, until I realized when I wasn't busy, it all came crashing down. So fast forward to 2020, when literally everything shut down and my son was now in virtual learning, and then summer hit and I was empty. I was realizing that all these things that were keeping me busy, I'd done them all. All of these things that were distracting my mind were no longer accessible. My credit card was maxed out from Amazon. There was nothing else for me to do. And I went, what do I do when my brain is bored? What do I do? So I cried. A lot. I woke up into panic attacks because I didn't know what to do with my days. I didn't know how to be a good mom. I didn't know how to be a good spouse. I completely shut down in every way you could possibly imagine. And I had to do it again. The 2 years prior that I did this, I thought I conquered it. I went, I beat you. I didn't beat it. I suppressed it. I pushed it so far down by staying busy And when you're bored for so long during the quarantine, it clawed its way back up to the top again. This time worse than before. I was exhausted every day. I walked around with headphones in, with religious podcasts playing, positive podcasts playing, with music playing, anything, any noise that kept my brain from thinking. I couldn't shower without watching a show. I couldn't wake up without turning something on immediately. It had become almost robotic that I had always had to have noise. I went to sleep with headphones in. And so then I started doing therapy again. I started meditating again. I started working out again. And I went, what is it? Why am I unhappy? Yes, I'm trapped in my house, but why am I unhappy being in my house, knowing that when it's time to get back out, what am I going back to? A job that I loved, but there was no, even if I could move up in it, it's not somewhere I want to be forever. It kind of was started out as a temporary thing, and me realizing that I didn't want to be there forever, I was thinking, you know, even when they open back up, do I even want to go back? What do I want to do? And every day, fighting with my own mental health, and some days worse than others, I would mark it on the calendar. I'd put a full circle if I had a terrible day, a half circle if it was a decent but a struggle day, and then I'd put a heart around the days that I completely just kicked ass. But I started tracking myself and realizing what I did during the day that made me better. And I realized that was taking care of my body. That no matter what, no matter how I was feeling, I was still taking care of my body. I was still working out. I was still meditating. I was still doing positive thinking, leaving little notes for myself. I was still trying to do my best. As I was crying, I still wanted to be my best. I was struggling in every other aspect of my life, in motherhood and to my spouse. And I had to tell them, I'm sorry, I had to be selfish. I wouldn't have been a good person had I not been so focused on that stuff for a little bit. And after a couple weeks of me focusing on what I needed to do for me, I got into, you know, a personal training program, getting certified. Next, I wanted to do the, be a registered dietitian. And there were so many things that just came flooding out of me that I was like, why did I never do this before? I'm almost 30 years old. I've never, for the last almost 7-8 years, thought, what do I want? Of course I was unhappy. I was living for everybody else but myself. I was making sure everybody else had their lunches made and their coffee made and their clothes clean and the house vacuumed and only had a clean table to sit at and the floor was swept and, oh, let me dust for you, let me wipe down this mirror for you. It was pretty much like I was living in the shadows, doing nothing of substance. Of course that is caring for my family, but that was all I was doing. I wasn't caring for myself. I wasn't focusing on the one person they need in their life to be healthy. I wasn't. So I did. And that's what I've been doing. And then I searched and searched for podcasts that really talked about the nitty-gritty, nasty life of being a stay-at-home / sometimes working / learning school / spouse podcast. Something, you know, you find the sex podcast, and you find the positive thinking podcast, and you find the funny ones. I mean, I can be funny, but what's funny about your life falling apart sometimes? Sometimes, yes, you have to make a joke about it. Like, oh, what hell awaits me today? But what I really clung on to were those certain podcasts that went, you're not alone. And it really hit me every day when I struggled, I sat there and I would sing a song, "We're all in this together." And I would laugh at myself because I always pictured myself alone. You know, you see social media and you see these people everywhere and they go, you know, they're so happy in their family pictures and their, you know, their engagements and their babies, and they would have more than one baby. I couldn't have more than one baby. Some people just don't have it. I always felt I was made to be a mom, but a mom to one. That was what my mental health capacity was. So yeah, I know this is first episode and I'm diving into everything, but it's all subjects that I want to touch on. I want to feel like there's no subject unturned on this page. I don't want this podcast to be specifically for marriage health, specifically for mental health, specifically for, you know, parenthood. I said specifically a lot. Blech. I don't want one subject. I want it all. I want to know why you're struggling. What do you think it is? How we can fix it? How we can go on this journey together, knowing, again, you're not alone. So many people, including myself, don't talk about their issues, because chances are, if you're older than 22, 23, you know most people don't really care. You know that you could be falling apart inside, inches away from a meltdown, and somebody, it's an acquaintance that you know somewhat, says, "How you doing?" You say, "Good." And inside you're going, "Help." I know, I couldn't count how many times I went to work driving there sobbing or completely having a full meltdown the night before. And I go into work and I smile and you keep going, because that is what it's like to be an adult. You don't get to be held back. You don't get to have a moment to yourself sometimes. And that's hard. And for people to think that they're supposed to be 100% all day, every day, are faking it. 100% of the time. Nobody is. Nobody ever will be. And I don't think it's realistic for people to think you should be. For people to think that you're not allowed to have a bad day and to judge you for it the rest of your life. Like, that's why people don't trust other people. You know, you tell them, "Oh, I'm really struggling today. Oh, I fought with my spouse. He didn't take out the garbage. Oh, my kid is driving me nuts." And all of a sudden, that's what you're labeled. "Oh man, yeah, her relationship's falling apart." Like, honey, that was a week ago. We're fine today. Like, the ups and downs of everything and not having anybody, it's hard. And then you think you find somebody and you realize they were talking about, it's a big, huge mess trying to make friends as an adult, because there's not many people you can trust. And that's the unfortunate part. And that's when mental health starts declining, when you don't have anybody. If I didn't have my person, I have no words. I have no words for where I would be right now. I don't even want to think about it. Having somebody that has your back and makes sure you don't completely go off the deep end, it's very necessary. Very necessary to have. So yeah, I know that was a lot. That was a lot going on, and we're only about 14 minutes in. I don't want to make today a long podcast. I want to feel it. I want to see what happens. I want to know if anybody's interested in really diving deep into it. Yes, I've been with my spouse going on 9 years. His name's Brett, and we have a wonderful relationship. Like most people, it's very happy, very calming. We've never had any issues, never broken up, never like freaked out. We haven't spent a night apart in almost 9 years. We had our son very quickly into our relationship. Hell, I had just gotten out of a marriage the year prior. It was a very quick relationship. Our son is great. He's in first grade. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful life. But it goes to show that you can have the most perfect life, the most wonderful relationship. You love your family, you love your kid, and you can still struggle. You can still struggle to find happiness every day, even though it's right in front of your face. Mental health does not care. So let's do this together. Let's teach each other our tricks. I'm so thankful that I found certain podcasts and certain tips and tricks to help me. I'm not one for medicine and all that stuff, so pulling myself out was harder than I thought it was going to be, but now I'm just out on a mission for anybody suffering alone, because you don't have to be. So let's continue every day loving yourself completely and knowing you are always enough.